You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service in Springfield, Missouri. This broadcast is transmitted via 13 transmitters located across Central, West Central, South Central, and Southwest Missouri. The NOAA Weather Radio broadcast covers all of the Ozarks, including Southwest Missouri and extreme Southeast Kansas. This broadcast can be heard from the following transmitters: KXI 35 in Alton, WXJ 61 Avila, KZZ 43 in Branson, WNG 608 Cassville, WNG 648 Dixon, KZZ 30 El Dorado Springs, WXL 46 Moreland, KZZ 82 Gainesville, WXM 81 in Hermitage, KJY 82 Neosho, WXJ 90 Osage Beach, WWF 76 Somersville, and KXI 38 West Plains. NOAA Weather Radio is currently operating on backup systems. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and are working on returning the system to the normal programming schedule. Weather conditions across the region at 6 a.m. Springfield at 6 a.m. The temperature is 49 degrees in light rain area. Zero humidity, 92%, a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour, and barometric pressure 29.4 inches and rising. In Joplin, cloudy skies at 39 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour, west wind cloudy skies at 48, a southwest wind at 6. And in Aurora, light rain, a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and Osage Beach, cloudy skies at 41 degrees. Elsewhere across the region, Kansas City, a cloudy skies at 35 degrees, and St. Louis, light rain at 48. Here is your National Weather Service forecast for Southwest Missouri and Southeast Kansas. For today, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance for rain in the morning, a high temperature in the lower 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Monday, mostly cloudy skies and blustery, a high temperature in the upper 30s, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with higher gusts possible, around 30 miles per hour. For Monday night, mostly cloudy until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the middle 20s, northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. On Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the middle 20s to lower 30s, and on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high temperature around 40. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of freezing rain, sleet, rain, and snow, lows around 30. And on Thursday, cloudy, a 50% chance for sleet, freezing rain, and snow, a high temperature in the middle 30s. Thursday night, cloudy skies and colder, a 50% chance for snow, lows around 20. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance for rain, showers, and snow, highs in the middle 30s. And for Friday night and Saturday, partly cloudy skies, lows around 20, highs in the lower 30s. Now for your regional weather summary and synopsis. Light rain lingered across the Ozarks region early Sunday as a storm system exited the region. Under a cloudy sky, early morning temperatures were generally in the middle 40s. Rainfall amounts at Saturday were generally in the 1/2 to 1.5 inch range, with likely heavier amounts across South Central Missouri. Colder air will filter back into the area the next couple of days. Unsettled weather will develop again by the middle of next week, with the potential for winter precipitation. Flood warning is in effect for small streams and low water crossings across a good portion of South Central and Southwest Missouri for the following counties: Benton, Camden, Christian, Dallas, Dent, Douglas, Green, Hickory, Howe, McLeod, Marys, Miller, Oregon, Ozark, Phelps, Polk, Pulaski, Shannon, St. Clair, Stone, Taney, Texas, Webster, and Wright. This flood warning is in effect until noon today. Runoff and heavy rainfall overnight will cause flooding to occur mainly on small streams and low water crossings. This warning includes, but is not limited to, the following low water crossings that have been closed by the Missouri Department of Transportation: Route 142 near Moody in Southern Howell County, Route Double E in Eastern Douglas County, Route AD near Mansfield in Wright County, Route C along Lindley Creek near Buffalo in Dallas County, and Route P near Lewisburg in Eastern Polk County. A flood warning means that flooding is imminent or has been reported. Street rises will be slow and flash flooding is not expected. However, all interested parties should take necessary precautions this morning.